Tony Abbott has launched his Indigenous Advisory Council and, as expected, he's chosen the former Labor Party President, Warren Mundine, to chair it. Mr Mundine says the council will look at Indigenous affairs through economic and commercial eyes, and he's told AM a coalition decision to cut Aboriginal legal aid funding by $42 million is under review. Samantha Hawley spoke to Mr Mundine and started by asking him if he agreed with Mr Abbott's assessment that they're kindred spirits.
Over a period of time, we've been talking together, something like 4 or 5 years, and we've come to a viewpoint about, what needs to be done. But also, we, have similar backgrounds and we have similar beliefs and, we get on quite well.
Some people might seem that strange, given that you're a former member of the Labor Party, a former president.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people do that. But I think this issue is bigger than the Labor Party, bigger than the Liberal, the National Party, bigger than politics in Australia.
In the first term of this government, what would you expect to be achieved tangibly?
Tangibly what we expect to be achieved is that one is the first step is the review, doing the review, looking at the allocation of funds, looking about that, the outcomes of that over a period of time, and then saying, okay, what do we want out of this? And of course, we're looking through it through entirely new eyes, and those new eyes is economic and commercial eyes. For the first time in history, you've got an Aboriginal person sitting within the Prime Minister's office, and I don't want to put too much phrase on myself, but I've had 25 years experience.
In the Prime Minister's office, do you mean you'll be working out of the Prime Minister's office?
I'll be working out of the Prime Minister and Cabinet. I'll be meeting with the Prime Minister regularly. In fact, at the moment, we speak regularly and we text each other regularly about comments.
Okay, well, given you've got the Prime Minister's ear, has he agreed to reverse the decision to cut money from the Aboriginal Legal Aid Services by $42 million?
All these things, as I said previously, is under review. It's not about where monies are currently allocated or not allocated or about new money in. It's about, okay, what is the end goal that we want to achieve? How do we best service Indigenous people?
So is it the best way to service the Aboriginal people by cutting $42 million in funding from Aboriginal legal aid services?
Well, look, what you're doing is you're trying to get into an argument of programs. And we know if you start going down that track about what this program and that program and that program and this program and that program, you're going to get lost in the complexity of it all.
Okay, because you've previously said that you would expect that the new government would backtrack on that Aboriginal legal aid cut.
And that's where you'd be looking at a review.
Okay, but you haven't received a guarantee or any commitment.
As I said before, I'm not going to get into arguments about one program and another program, because otherwise my phone will be ringing for the next 6 years just commenting about, I've got a Butte program. What I'm focusing on is results.
The chair of the new Indigenous Advisory Council, Warren Mundine, speaking to Samantha Hawley. And a spokesman for the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, says the cuts to legal aid are not to frontline services and the decision is not being reviewed.